are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Auto Works East Portia, BMW, Audi, and Lafayette reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part. Keep our streets safe. This community awareness message is brought to you by our friends at Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi. Proud to be serving our community. That's Auto Works East Porsche BMW Audi at 1751 Panorama Point in Lafayette. Call 303-444-0488.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here, and our regularly scheduled guest, as occasionally happens, didn't show up, so we'll see if we can get him during the first break. But right now, I thought if we'll do open lines. If you're out there and you have something you'd like to talk about, you don't have to be bashful. You can call us at 877-254-7524, because we're going to be just doing open lines. I have nothing prepared. But I will tell you, we had a fascinating program last night. For the young man who lives in Santa Cruz here, community where I live, and I had been told that he'd done some programs with Joyce Riley and I should really get him on. So we scheduled him, and I really didn't know what he was talking about, what he was going to talk about. But he said that certainly prior to the turn of the century, between about 1991 and the year 1999, he flew regularly to Russia. And, of course, they would fly over the top of the North Pole. And, of course, it was always interesting to look out the window every time he flew back and forth. And he noticed, of course, that the ice pack, which had been there initially, was more or less melting and had actually melted. And by 1999, instead of having the massive, just great fields of ice they had over the North Pole, why, of course, the North Pole, the ice looked like it was beginning to break up. And, of course, we know that really was happening at the time because it was a period of certainly of global warming. It ended about 15 years ago. And we've been having cooling since that time. But anyway, of course, this is what got our young man interested in what was going on in the, certainly with the weather. And he and a group of other scientists or pseudoscientists or amateur scientists began studying what was going on and what would be influencing the weather. And they noticed that there seemed to be more volcanic activity, more volcanoes erupting, more storms of one sort or another that were plaguing our world and society, and that there really seemed to be changes. There seemed to be more in the way of meteors and fireballs. And of course, these are simply rocks that come in from outer space that burst into flame, and we see these. There was an episode. Oh, do we have a caller? Who's calling on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Aaron Motes. I'm here in northern Colorado. I just want to talk a little bit about I want to talk about Agenda 21 and Igly and smart meters.
You go right ahead.
Well, it seems like here in northern Colorado that smart meters have, that they've taken almost all homes at this point. Like, they're in the final phases of having them installed everywhere. And I had Virginia Farber on Randy Yarbrough's show last week, and she was talking about smart meters here in Fort Collins and how at this point they're basically going to, they're now sending certified letters that say that you have to get the smart meter, even if you opted out. So my question to you would be, what's the next phase of Agenda 21? We told people a long time ago that these smart meters were coming, and what's the next phase, in your opinion, that we can warn people about so that when it manifests, they will get more serious about defending their private property?
Well, the next thing that's going to happen is the smart appliances. And basically, starting next year, why all the appliances you buy, whether it be a refrigerator or a stove, if it's an electric stove, they'll all have chips in them. So they can communicate with your smart meter. And then they will know when your refrigerator is running, when you're using your stove, when you're using electric heat. But they will know everything about what everything going on in your home. But what you need to do is let people understand this is simply part of this move towards the total surveillance society. And basically, this has several purposes. One, the smart meters run up the cost of electricity. And basically, we saw this actually for our water well here. They put a smart meter on it, and the cost of electricity tripled. We took the smart meter off. We have to pay now to have somebody come out. But we saved several hundred dollars a month, or at least $100 a month in electric charges, simply because the smart meters run up the cost of electricity. What they want with the smart meters, one thing is they want you to do your washing in the middle of the night when there's not so much demand for electricity. And so basically then you use your electricity at nighttime. They won't want to force you to change your whole structure of living. They want to control everything and point out to people that this is part of this truly diabolical movement that's going on today. If you get them to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it will give them some insight into the total evil that's behind everything going on today. But I'm certainly glad that you're trying to get people organized and trying to get them thinking. People are just going to have to tell their friends, tell other people what's going on. In fact, we're going to and one of the things that we're going to be offering, certainly through my ministry, we're going to have Tom Reed on. And you don't know Tom, but he actually has a network of radio stations in Northern, in the state of Washington. And he's actually putting together a program by which you can hear my program, and any of your friends can hear the programs on his station. I'm there 3 hours a day. George Riley is there. He has a lot of great programming. And people can actually get into his program if they have a telephone and listen to that 24 hours a day and really get information about what's going on. And they can get alternative forms of radio. And this information is available out there. We just need to get people off the regular radio and television and listening to things. And basically, I'll have Tom on, I think, next week or the week after that. And he actually has an email that you can actually tap into, and then you can send out very, very simply to all of your friends and saying, start listening, get the information, and get involved in this battle, because this is an effort to totally change our way of life. And
can you speak to cognitive dissonance, the term that describes when people's belief system is challenged by new information and it's painful to them, so they don't want to give credence to that information if it hurts their current belief system? Because I believe we are under a mask Stockholm syndrome or a mass cognitive dissonance.
I think you're absolutely right. They know how to manipulate our minds, and they do that so well with the British television program. But you've got to break that. You've got to get people to use their mind and start thinking. Hey, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment. Hear it. Americans be endeavoring.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and is our guest still there? Is our caller still there?
Yes, sir. This
okay,
is
you go right ahead. I share your concern, and but at least, you know, you have the American Freedom Network. You can get information from here, and then your job is to get it to the rest of the people. From what they understand, you know, basically, they have to realize there's a very real threat to themselves and their families. And once they do, they will get involved. They'll be reluctant, but once they understand the magnitude of what we're up against, once they've been frightened, they will actually take a stand.
That's what I've found as well, is once they, especially for their kids or their grandkids.
And so basically the other side knows how to manipulate us. I mean, they actually have, they actually contract with people to learn how to control people's minds. They use radio. They use television. They know how to actually use the educational system to modify the minds of people. But we still have this inherent concept of fear. And once people understand that they and their families are endangered, you can break that control of their minds, and you can get people thinking. But you've got to get something that they can listen to, something they can hear or watch in the form of a DVD that'll get their attention. And there's so much information out there.
Last thing, I just want to tell everyone to watch the film Take Back Your Power. We had a showing of it in Fort Collins last week, and it was very, very powerful. The film is called Take Back Your Power. It's available at takebackyourpower.net.
God bless, and thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, well, who's our next caller?
Dr. Stan, this is Susie from Northern Colorado. I listened to Aaron's program, the fellow that was just on,
right,
when he had Virginia Farber on. And I need to make a correction. She stated that we, the people who want to keep these smart meters off our houses, need a contingency lawyer. And that's incorrect. We need a civil attorney, and I don't know how we're going to find one, because he has to sue the utility companies. So we need a contingency, means that they collect out, not from the people who want them to sue, but from what they collect. And we're never going to find anybody like that. I finally found an attorney that told me we need a civil attorney. So we're going to have to put some money into this, maybe $200 a piece, and to get someone on this. And the other thing I would like, if Aaron could call back in, I was at that movie on last week, and there was one thing I was hoping he could clarify to the listeners here of your show. There were some electrical maximums that different countries allowed. The lowest maximum was 0.01, I think, milliwatts per whatever. I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking Aaron to come call back in and clarify this. 0.01. Some of them went up to 0.10. The United States of America allows 600 to 1,000, where other countries allow 0.01. Aaron call back in and see if he can explain that a little bit better to the listeners.
Could you explain what you're talking about? What are these numbers reflecting?
They're reflecting the amount of radiation that the U.S. allows on its people as opposed to other countries. That's why I'm asking Aaron to call back in if he's still listening. But we need a civil attorney, Aaron, and we need to get busy on this right now, because if they turn off my electricity, they better darn well turn off the other 299 on the exact same day, and that includes the Farvers. Thank you. I'll listen.
All right, who's calling? Is that Aaron calling back?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Aaron. To the woman who called, I'm glad you called in. Glad to see you at the Lyric Cinema Cafe there when we had the showing of that film. I am not an absolute expert on this subject, and I don't have all of the data memorized as to the exact amounts of electricity. But the movie Take Back Your Power was a great testament with all that data available in it. I know Virginia has a lot of this data memorized and has the documents in front of her. I happen to be driving right now to work, so I don't have that in front of me right now, but I know that the bottom line is the other countries have much lower standards when it comes to what kind of RF pollution they're willing to subject their people to compared to America, just like everything else in this country when it comes to toxins in the water or whatever. So Dr. Stan, I just wanted to call back in because she asked me to, but I don't have that figure memorized, and I don't want to do a disservice to people by just acting like I do.
Well, I think that the important thing is that our listeners must understand that the smart meter is giving off radiation, and some people are very, very sensitive to that radiation. We'll have all sorts of reactions to it. Other people won't. We're all individuals. We're all unique and different. But for those, some people have actually had so many physical problems from the radiation that they actually have had to move out of their homes. I'm sure you've probably heard that story, haven't you, Aaron?
Yes, I have. And the really important thing when it comes to arguing with people about this is point out that, let's just say for sake of argument, that one smart meter isn't going to do any damage. Well, what about the apartment unit that has 16 or 32 of these things right outside its door?
Sure. And that's the thing, that people, if you can't see it, you don't think there's any problem. But this can have an effect on you. And the whole idea is let people understand that there really is a genocidal program. Ask them, have you heard that there really is overpopulation, that many people are very concerned because there are too many people in the world? Did you ever stop and think that maybe there is actively a program here to actually kill off large numbers of people, or actually to prevent the birth of billions of people? Did you know, for instance, that they've already prevented the birth of several billion people? Most people know about the 400 million abortions that have been carried out in China, financed in part with your tax money from the International Planned Parenthood, which is funded by your tax money. But did you know they've done the same thing in India, 400 million? Gee, I wonder why you never heard that. What about the 400 million abortions they've had in Russia? Are you concerned about that 1.2 billion people? And then, of course, we funded the abortions in Africa and South America, all throughout the world. American tax dollars at work. Don't you feel good about that? And you need to let them understand that they basically ask them, why do you think cancer is on the increase? Why do you think we see so much increase in heart disease and other diseases in our society? Why does many times the FDA come up with and authorize medicines that are actually harmful for people? There have been medications that are put on the market. And there are medications that are on the market today that do absolutely no good. The statin drugs do far more harm than good. If you look and go to scientific studies, you find out that they really don't do any good at all, and they do harm, and they influence every aspect of your body. And every, you know, but you've got to make people understand what is really going on today. Anything else, Aaron, before we let you go?
I just want to tell everyone that everyone is looking for a leader, and you are the leader. Look in the mirror. That's who needs to lead us out of this.
Amen to that. God bless, and thanks for calling. Well, who
Thank
else
you.
Do we have calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Bonnie again. I wanted to refer back to the movie last week, Take Back Your Power. They took people who had symptoms from the RF exposure, and they took people who didn't have any symptoms from the RF exposure, and they drew blood from all of these people. And they found out that even the people who weren't suffering any symptoms presently, and, you know, we're in a big web of this. It's not just a bank of them on the side of a apartment building. It's your whole neighborhood. I mean, it's just one big cobweb. Okay, but back to the blood. Even the people who didn't have any symptoms had Rouleau blood that was all clumping together like in Hodgkin's lymphoma. So the blood cells were sticking together in the Rouleau form, even in the people who didn't have any symptoms. So it's going to get you sooner or later. It's just a sneaky little deal, and it comes on a little at a time. If you could talk about the blood, that might help some people understand that it doesn't have to be a headache. It doesn't have to be ringing in the ears. The changes are being made immediately, even in those who don't have symptoms. And I'll get off and let somebody else on. Thank you.
All right. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there, the listening audience, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But basically, of course, the radiation from the smart meter is simply one of a number of things that is being done to actually decrease the population. Did you ever stop to think that they might be putting things into our food that would actually decrease our fertility and increase the incidence of cancer? Did you know that that's what aspartame, NutraSweet, does? They know it's in 14,000 products. It is totally outlawed in Europe. You can't put it in the food over there, but they can put it in the food here. And the fact that most people have never heard that is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think and believe today. The same thing is true over genetically modified food. They don't allow them in Europe. Why? Because, of course, they decrease fertility, and they increase the incidence of cancer. And certainly, fortunately, you have the Internet. You can go up on the Internet. You can look this up. You can actually verify what I'm saying. They're poisoning you. And this is why we don't eat corn products in our home. We certainly avoid the other genetically modified products that are out there that are actually permeating every aspect of our lives. The soy, the corn, cottonseed oil, canola oil, and now, of course, they're coming up with all sorts of new food products that are genetically modified, and these are specifically designed to alter your fertility and to increase your incidence of cancer. They know exactly what they're doing, but it is so absurd. Every tin can that you buy is lined with something inside called bisphenol, B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L. What does bisphenol do? It lowers fertility and increases the incidence of cancer. Fortunately, you have the Internet. You have the Internet. You can check out what I'm saying and find out if it's really true. Why would they allow something that was harmful to our health? Why? Because they want to damage your health. And the government officials can't speak out. They speak out, they lose their job, and they'll be blacklisted. They'll never get another job. And so most people simply go along with these things, even though that they know that they're wrong. And they've known this thing about the danger of bisphenol for over 30 years. B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L. B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L. go up on the Internet, look it up, find out if what I'm telling you is true. And we could go down to what they've done with some of the artificial colorings and artificial odors and other artificial things that they add to our food that are toxic. They know specifically what they're doing. This is why you want to get away from certainly the proprietary foods, get back to good natural food as much as you can, because you never know what is in the things you're going to be buying at the market, because some of them are specifically designed to destroy your health. And when you understand that aspartame is in some 14,000 products that you use, NutraSweet, and unless you read the labels, you won't know what's in that. Unless you understand that bisphenol is in plastics, and when you wrap your food with plastics, or when you get things out of a can, you're exposed to bisphenol. Unless you know that the coloring that's in so much of your food, some of the special flavors that they add are all toxic chemicals designed specifically to alter your fertility. Why? Because basically there is an effort to dramatically decrease fertility. In fact, here in the United States, fertility among the white population, you're never going to see this figure, fertility among the overall population is 2.1 children per family, which is what it takes to reproduce. But among the white population, it's 1.67 children per family. And, of course, the reason it's 2.1 is because the black, Hispanic, and foreigners coming into this country who've not yet been poisoned, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom
Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, our regular scheduled guest isn't here, so it's open lines, and that's always a challenge when we don't have anything planned. If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. How about we start it out this morning? Oh, who do we have? Who's calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan, it's Daniel Fazina. How are you?
Oh, it's fine. It's good to have you with us. Well, Daniel has written a fascinating book and divine intervention. You know, basically, does God really interfere or intervene in the affairs of man? Well, Daniel's done some research on that. I'm going to let him go ahead and tell you the story. Pick up the story, Daniel.
Sure. Yes, Dr. Stan, God is very much alive and well and intervening in the lives of many people. As you mentioned, I did write a book called Divine Intervention, Amazing True Stories of God's Miracles Today, actually volumes 1 and 2. And Dr. Stan, I have the awesome privilege of interviewing people from all around the world who've experienced God, you know, his miraculous hand in one way or another, from miraculous healings to answer prayers, near-death experiences, dramatic conversion experiences, all types of things, all to the glory of Jesus Christ. So I also have a radio show where I interview people called Divine Intervention. And just to give you an example, a couple of stories that you may like to share with your listeners. For example, my good friend Demetrius, who was one of the first people to visit me in the hospital when I was ill with cancer. This gentleman was wasting away and dying from AIDS. He had contracted it, and he was literally, you know, like I said, dying. He had multiple HIV tests, and the doctors came back and said, you know, we're not going to tell you how much longer you have, but it's very serious, and you're definitely dying. And this gentleman gave his life to the Lord and said, you know what, Lord, whatever time I have left, I'm just going to use to serve you and mentor children and just work in the community. And P.S., after about a year of doing this, he realized that he hadn't had a sniffle in, a year, and his blood counts started normalizing. His weight started coming back. He was like, what's going on, you know? So he went to go get his HIV test, and after 6 positives, it actually came back negative. And today he is happy and healthy, married with 2 kids, everybody's HIV negative, and they're serving God in Long Island, New York. And, you know, Dr. Stan, when he told me that story in my hospital bed, I was so greatly encouraged because I was facing a dire diagnosis at that time. I had a massive cancerous tumor in my chest the size of my heart, and doctors said I could be dead within a matter of weeks to a few months at the most. And, you know, hearing that from my friend from church who, you know, shared that with me, it gave me so much hope, and I was so encouraged by that. And eventually, you know, I came through my ordeal, and that's what kind of led me into interviewing others who've had miracles. So God is doing things. He is still alive and intervening in our lives on a daily basis.
And I'm sure he is. Well, why don't you share some of the other stories with us? Because they really are amazing. So the average individual out there, people say, well, this sort of thing really doesn't happen. And yet it happens much more frequently than we have any idea. So you go ahead and tell us some of the stories that you've actually heard from people.
Sure, yes. You know, that point that you just mentioned is a key point, because a lot of people don't understand that God is still working in the world. And one of the people that really inspired me to write my book was a non-believing coworker who said, you know, Daniel, if the stories in the Bible are true, how come I've never seen one? You know, and I thought that was a great question. I said, well, maybe you're just not hanging around the right people, because I've seen them and I've heard about them. I've been a Christian since I'm 15 years old and walking with the Lord, and I know a lot of people who've experienced miracles. So I started sharing my friend's miracles, like one of them in particular, my good friend Josh Bender. Also from Long Island, New York. Josh, when he was 19 years old, he was shot between the eyes at point-blank range. The bullet went in the bridge of his nose, somehow missed his brain, ended up in the back of his neck. And he made a full recovery, and the doctors who took the scans were, you know, they were puzzled. They couldn't figure out how it got into the back of his neck without going through his brain. You know, one of the doctors actually commented, well, he said, looks like I'm going to have to go back to church because I just can't explain this. So, you know, he sent me the x-rays and everything, and you can see the bullet in the back of his neck, and he realizes it was a miracle, you know, and he has subsequently committed his life to the Lord, and he's serving God now out in California. But it's, you know, it's things like that, and I'm so happy to have been able to meet him, and he was gracious enough to share his story with me and all of his medical documentation that's coming out in my next book, my third volume of Divine Intervention. So very, very excited about that. And then another story that I had shared with you last time we spoke was my good friend Charlie Pitts, who was a recon guy in the Vietnam War. And it was the late 60s, and he was over there. And he was leading a six-man recon team into enemy territory. They were flying in a C-130 aircraft, and his six-man team had to jump out and parachute into enemy territory. Now, he's leading the mission, so he's the last guy out, and his five soldiers jump out ahead of him, and then he goes to the edge of the plane, jumps out, he pulls the ripcord on his parachute, and it comes off in his hand, and the parachute does not deploy. And he pulls the reserve chute, that one comes off in his hand, does not deploy. He was struck with sheer panic and thought he was dead as a doornail, as he put it. He's tried to twist and steer his body, but what happened was he basically landed on top of the open parachute of the soldier below him, hit that one, bounced off, hit the next one, bounced off, hit the next one. He hit all five, Dr. Stan, in sequence. He fell on top of a tree, and he said the branches broke his fall. He slid down to the base of the tree and walked away unharmed. And he knew that was God's cushion for him. There was no way he could have done that on his own. And he managed to, you know, get out of Vietnam alive. He was shot, actually, and he was injured severely, but he did make it out. And, you know, he reflected on those times where God protected him, and he eventually gave his life to the Lord and is now a full-time pastor in Long Island, New York. So those are just two other stories of the way that God intervenes in people's lives.
Well, the thing is, I think that the average individual finds it difficult to believe, and that's why I think your book are so vitally important. Well, go ahead and tell some of the other stories, because I know you have so many.
Oh, yes.
Remember, this is a different audience, so you can tell the stories you told before. This is an entirely different audience.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Well, let's see. I can tell a dramatic conversion experience story. I have a good friend named Kamal Salim, who was born in Lebanon, and he was actually recruited into the PLO at a very young age, 7 years old. He was smuggling weapons and, you know, terrorist activity type materials into Israel through the Golan Heights. They had tunnels that they would go under. And he was raised as a radical Muslim, you know, trained and indoctrinated to conduct jihad against Jews mainly, but also Christians. And so from the time he's 7 years old, he's in an assault camp, and he's learning how to, you know, slit throats, and he's learning how to shoot mortars and anti-aircraft guns and, you know, all sorts of things.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here. And the book, Divine Intervention. Divine Intervention. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool.
pool and physical therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Here, our guest is Daniel. Daniel, why don't you tell our listeners how they get copies of your book, and then we can cover a few more of the stories. But how can they get in touch with you? How can they get copies of your book?
Sure. My website is divineinterventionradio.com, divineinterventionradio.com. And that website lists all the archives of my radio show. They can listen in to hear these stories firsthand from the people who've experienced them. They do a lot better job of telling them than I can. But they can get copies of Divine Intervention, Amazing True Stories of God's Miracles Today, Volumes 1 and 2 there. Or they can find them at Amazon.com or anywhere books are sold.
Divine Intervention. Go right ahead. Tell us some of the other stories.
Sure. Well, I was telling you before the break about my good friend Kamal Saleem, and how he was raised and recruited into the PLO at a very young age. You know, he was in an assault camp, and he was learning how to shoot mortars and Kalashnikovs and anti-aircraft guns, all that sort of stuff, and being trained as a warrior. And he ended up going to fight the Jews in Israel, and he fought the Christians in Lebanon, and he even went over to Afghanistan, fought the Soviets over there in the 80s, and he basically became a warlord. He thought he was Allah's chosen, that nothing could touch him, that he was basically invincible. And he, as a young man, he left his he left the Middle East and his home, and he actually came to the United States. And what his goal was here was to do what they call a culture jihad and kind of take over America from in the inside, try and convert as many Americans as possible to Islam. And he was also doing fundraising for the PLO and the Muslim cause, so raising money in the mosques over here and then sending it back to the Middle East. And what happened was, as he was doing this and raising money, going from mosque to mosque, he was driving one day on the highway, and someone cut him off, and he went into oncoming traffic, and he was hit by a tractor trailer and cracked his car basically in half. He was ejected from the car. And, you know, landed in a mud hole or a ditch, basically, he explains it. And through that, he was taken to the hospital, and he was taken care of by doctors who he found out were also Christians. And, you know, they took good care of him, and they didn't discriminate. They just loved him unconditionally. He had no insurance or anything, and the doctor's like, you know, after a few days, they're like, your bills are like 60 some odd thousand dollars. We got to get you out of here. So the doctor took him to his home, and the doctor's wife, who was head nurse at one time, actually started taking care of him. They were nursing him back to health. He had a broken collarbone, and I think he had a cracked neck, and he was in a partial, like, body cast, stuff like that. And their children would come on top of him, and they would lay their hands on him and pray for him. And more than that, they had, he didn't know this at the time, but they belonged to a Christian businessmen's association, all these doctors. So they would come together weekly, and they would put him in the middle of the circle. They would hold hands, they would pray for him. They would pray that Jesus would love him, that Jesus would heal him. Now, they had no idea who he was. According to what they knew, he was just a French exchange student, that's all. He had no family or anything here. That was his cover, basically. So they loved him unconditionally, and not only that, they dropped checks into a basket every week, and they actually paid off his medical bills. They bought him a new used car. to replace the one he lost. And he was so totally confused. He was saying to Allah, he's like, these people that I hate, they're good people. They don't have a bad bone in their bodies. You know, they're generous, they're pure, they're kind. They say they have a relationship with their God, and I want that kind of relationship. Allah, I speak to you, but I never hear your voice. So when he was well enough, he went back to his apartment, and he was so confused, he got down on his knees, and he said, you know, Allah, speak to me if you're real. Speak to me. I want to know you. I want to hear you. He didn't hear anything. And so he came to the realization that maybe all the things he was doing, what he was working for, was for nothing. It was exalting nobody. And he said, I'll ask one more time, Allah, if you're there, speak to me. Nothing. So he said, I can't go back to the Middle East and tell people that I'm considering leaving Islam. They'll shoot me in the head in 5 seconds, So he thought maybe the best way to do it would be to just to die as a warrior. So he went to go get one of his guns to basically end his life, to shoot himself. And he heard a voice, and the voice said, Kamal, the God of the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims, they all pray to the God of Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why don't you give the God of Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob a chance? And he said, when he heard that, he didn't ask twice. He just said, God of Father Abraham, if you're there, if you're real, speak to me. He didn't use the name Allah. He just prayed to God of Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he said at that point he had a vision, a theophany, if you will. He said he saw a man, what looked like a man wearing like a Jewish shawl. He saw the holes in his hands. And this God spoke to him, and he realized that it was Jesus, the Son of God. And he had what I guess you would describe as a Damascus Road type experience, and he was never the same after that. He was healed, restored in his body, and he got up, and he knew he was born again. And from that time on, he's grown in his faith, and he is now a Christian evangelist, and he is an advocate for Israel, and he also goes and speaks and exposes radical Islam and what it really teaches. So that's just a really a dramatic example of how, God can really intervene and turn someone around. You read about that, like Saul on the road to Damascus, same type of experience, and we know that it's still happening today.
And I think this is why your work is so vitally important, because we constantly need to be reminded this is not imaginary, it's real. God
Absolutely.
Does intervene in the affairs of men. There is a
yes.
supernatural element out there, and just the people who've tapped into it have had their lives transformed. Parting thought, we've only got about 1 minute before we have to let you go.
I'm sorry?
Parting thought, we've got about 1 minute before we have to let you go.
Oh, I just want to encourage everyone out there and let them know that Jesus is alive, he is well, he's raised from the dead, and he can touch your life. And if you have any questions or doubts if he's real, just ask him. Say, Lord, if you're real, if you're out there, speak to me. And if you're sincere in that prayer, I know he will speak to you where you are and how you need to be spoken to.
Daniel, thank you so very much. Our guest this morning, his book, Divine Intervention, we recommend it. It's vitally important people understand that certainly God is alive. God does intervene in the affairs of men. And certainly we have to look to him as a source of our strength. God bless
you,
Dan.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan. It was an honor.
Okay, bye-bye, and we'll have Daniel on again on our other programs. We had him on our evening program. If you'd like to hear my interview with him, it is available at RadioLiberty.com. I just looked up Daniel Sedin.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After 2 decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help, well, I would love to hear from you. As you know, of course, our job is to try to get people to understand how the weird America is in danger today, and there's terrible things going to happen. You really want to hear some of our programs going in the background. Planet X, we did a wonderful program last night, and I even learned a great deal, certainly, about what's going on, but there are things going on behind the scenes that most people have no idea that there's going to be a major event. How do I know? Because Janet Napolitano said so, and you can actually go up on the Office of Homeland Security website and pull down Janet Napolitano's farewell address on the 27th of August. Of this year, just a few months ago, where she says on page 5 of that, the last page of her speech, our country will at some time in the future, there will be a major cyber event that will affect our lives, our economy, and every aspect of life, and we better move quickly. And basically, this cyber event, I'm not sure what it is, but something big is coming down. Janet Napolitano, we've contacted her personally. She will not tell us what this is going on and what is happening, but she is a member of the Trilateral, or was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and that's why, of course, she was appointed to a key position in the Obama administration. Certainly then, of course, became the director of the Office of Homeland Security, and then now, of course, is president of the University of California here in California, where I live. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, the elite know something big is coming down, and you want to start making your preparations for it. What form it's going to be, I'm not certain. Whether of this gentleman we interviewed last night is correct about Planet X, whether it's going to be a nuclear war of some sort, I do not know what it's going to be. Certainly, you need to get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the DVD of the threat of an EMP attack. This is a very real possibility, but a major event is coming. You need to be prepared for it, and of course you need to have a personal relationship with our Lord. Well, if you're in a position to help us get the information out, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We get our 4 best tapes of the month and our newsletter. Why, you can get the various tapes and DVDs.